Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media.
Good evening, to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the weekly Avon More Relational Radio Show, dedicated to help Avon representatives take their Avon business to the next level. Those who are inspiring to become Avon representatives are also welcome. Each week, our guest speakers consist of Avon representatives at various achievement levels, district and regional managers, career coaches, and motivational speakers. If you are not an Avon representative and would like to become an Avon representative, visit my website or go back to the person who invited you to this call and sign up with them. We have a very exciting show this evening. We have our first Monday of the month guest, which is John. I'm always so happy to have John on the phone because he has such great information. So let's get him on. John Aguilera.
Stevie, Pat, how are you?
All right, yourself. We're so happy to have you on and the end of the season. And I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I did. How about yourself, you and yours?
Oh, I did as well, yes. And for everybody on the call, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Cyber Monday, and I hope they got those emails out to their clients, and it's not too late to send out emails for people to shop on your website today, again, Cyber Monday.
Cyber Avon Monday, C-A-M, Cyber Avon Monday. Hoorah.
That's exactly. Yay. So today we're going to talk about Networking 101. I'm so excited.
Cool. So how are you doing? How are you, Pat? Long time no chat.
I'm doing very well. This is a season. This is a busy season for us. So I've been out there trying to get as much business for the holidays as possible so I can close out the year 2014 as a good year.
Is this a good is there a campaign going on right now?
Yes, like we're in campaign. We're in the last campaign for the year, which is campaign 26. And so for those of you who are trying to be business club, you know, this is a crunch time for them because they're trying to get that quota in so that they can make those certain achievement levels.
Quota land. You said quota land, right?
So,
did you say quota land?
No, it's a quote. They're trying to make their quotas.
Okay, well, I thought you said quota land, which to me is the same thing because I'm in the same ballpark. It's that I was pounding the phone all day today. Yeah, it is crunch time. Yeah. And everybody's trying to hit their numbers because it's the last 30 days of the year. And some of the ladies out there probably have mixers they're going to, which can impact their sales, impact the quota land, you know, by going out to those events. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Yeah. So, So, did you have a go ahead, Pat? What were you going
to
say?
I was very happy to hear this when you emailed me this morning and said this is what we want to talk about because I think I'm the queen of networking. I kind of pat myself and wear that crown. But, you know, but I find now I'm not at any networking event. I don't know. They dried up this year. I don't know what happened.
Really? So are
you
part of a chamber at all? Are there chambers in your neck of the woods?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am a member of two chambers, and I have been going. But outside of those, there's none. There's literally almost none.
Well,
do
the chambers have mixer events?
They're having a series of things coming up in the next couple of weeks. You know, that they've sent out one mass email. But, you know, it was really nothing like it was last year. And I think one of the problems is here up north, and I don't know, I can't speak about California, but one of the things I think probably is happening is people just don't have the money to put on these events. That's one thing I can think of.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, our chamber has one a week from tomorrow. It's our big holiday mixer, and it's usually held at our convention center, which is part of the chamber. And it's they have a ton of food there, and it's just a big old event. In fact, I'm going to be doing this class there next Tuesday from 4:30 to 5, right before the mixer. And some of the members of the board of directors are making phone calls. We're doing a campaign. The name of it is Call Mail Call. So what you do is you call these businesses and let them know that there's a postcard coming out in the mail about this event. We want to invite them to the mixer and to the Networking 101 workshop right before the mixer, and they're going to be expecting a 5x8 postcard in the mail. Those got dropped. Those are out, and we've got to call back and make the second call. So we did the call, we did the mail, and then we're doing the call. So I don't know if that's a concept you guys can do for Avon. Is do you guys, I don't know if you guys can do that. Do you guys don't mail stuff out though? Do you typically?
Well, some people do, and then some, a lot of Avon reps are hosting their own holiday boutique, either in their home or in their little store.
Right.
They're doing that, and for those people who are listening on the call, if you haven't thought about that, you really should think about putting a table up in your house, in your apartment, with Avon and gift items.
The only problem is you're not going to see the call mail call thing wouldn't work as far as being able to let people know about it, because unless you get a list of people's names that you can let them know to come to your boutique, that would work. But So networking 101 I want to talk about tonight, and my notes are available. If somebody wants my notes, all you have to do is, as usual, is send me an email to theonholdguy@gmail.com, and I'll send out my PowerPoint slides, and I've got attached notes for these, for the slides. And a little under the weather tonight. I got three frogs in my throat.
Are you saying that and clearing your throat? What I will do for those people who was unable to write your email down tomorrow.
You'll just blast that out. Okay. Then there's something I think I want to talk about next month is this, because I won't have time to go into town. I don't want to rush through it, but it's something that it's really good for understanding people at a mixer or people in general. Because are you familiar with DISC, Pat? Dominance, influence, steadiness, and compliance people. It's personality profiles, and it's really helpful in sales. It's really helpful in networking, because people like to be spoken to the way they want to be spoken to. And so if I'm a dominance type person and I'm calling up dental offices and I'm talking to nurses like I want to be spoken to, I'm toast on the phone. It's just not going to work. That's why I had my contact manager device, so that when I've got it color coded, so when I'm talking to a dental office, it's in yellow, it's in warm color, so I remember to talk to these people in a nurturing tone by using words that are nurturing. There are different words. I mean, like if you take the alphabet, pretty much every letter you can devise a nurturing word for the nurturing people, the compliance people, a word for them, people that are really energetic and into people. You want to talk to them the same way they want to be spoken to. So that's something we could talk about in January.
We'll
set the groundwork for that. That's some pretty cool stuff. So the three areas, I like to do things in threes because it makes it easier for people to remember in bite-sized chunks. So the three areas I'm going to talk about tonight are the opening game, the middle game, and the end game. Okay? So the opening game, the four areas, the threes didn't work out, so I apologize. So the opening game, the four areas are first things first, name tag and lapel pin, pen in your pocket, and then eating and drinking ideas. So first things first. So this is – go ahead, Pat.
I didn't get the first one. What was the first one?
Okay. First things first.
Okay, got it.
And name tag and lapel pin. Pen in your pocket, accessible, and eating and drinking ideas. So this is the concept is somebody's at a mixer. Okay, it's somebody that's not used to being in a mixer. So you get to the mixer. There's usually a registration table. You put your business card in the fishbowl so that you can win the brand new car. Just kidding. There's not usually a car given away. It's just, you know, usually door prizes. And you get your name tag. And so now we're at the name tag and lapel pin part. So do Avon ladies typically have their own Avon lapel pin? I mean, name tag, Pat?
Well, not really. However,
okay.
Some of us went into our back street and we've ordered our own name tag.
Right.
But
okay, so you have the availability. How much are those bad boys from your back office?
I think it's $15 or $20 and you know, has a big old red lip on it. What I have has a big red lip that says Avon and then my name. And then they have
okay.
one that's a little
I know somebody that used to be in Arbon that did the same thing with the lips on her business card. So I know somebody that can make you a name tag for $12.
Really?
I've got to tell them, yeah. I can let me give you her name is Becky. Her phone number is 408-745-0995. Her name is Becky. And she does tchotchkes and pens and name tags and stuff. She's really good. She's done some work for me over the years. Becky does a really good job. And she does one-offs, whereas, like, your back office probably, you know, deals with Avon, so they do, like, 9 million things. So that's why they give you guys a price break and they'll do one-offs for you. But Becky, her thing in networking, when she's in a networking group, she'll say, my minimum quantity is one. That's what she always says. So that's the tip of the day right there. So, okay.
Thanks a lot.
So you bet. So you got your name tag and your lapel pin. So when you get your name tag, you write it out with what you want to do is put your name, your first name really big if you don't have a professional one. I always have my BNI one or my ambassador name tag, so it's already done. I have to write them out. So you write your name really, your first name really big and your last name smaller. That way it's easier for people to see your name. And the name tag only goes in one spot on your outfit. It goes in the right-hand side because in our society, we shake hands with our right hands. And you want to, when you shake hands, you want somebody's eyes to travel up their arm, their arm to your arm to where your name tag is, and they see it easily in the right-hand side attached to your outfit. It's up on the right-hand side. That's why it goes there, so they can see your name tag. And I don't know if you guys have lapel pins, like, for years of service or for doing $1 million in sales, but if you have a lapel pin, I recommend you wear it. It goes like in your lapel, like if you're wearing a sport coat, there's a little slit there for lapel pin. It's a great idea to be wearing that because people will ask you about that. Where did you get that? How did you get that? People love recognition. Recognition's more important than money. And they see that, they're going to ask you about it. It's a conversation starter. BNI and the Toastmasters, because I've been wearing a lapel pin, they'll ask me about it, and it gets me to bring visitors and guests to my meeting. So that's why it's really important to wear your name tag in the right spot where your lapel pin up on your coat so people see that. It's really huge. Very, very important. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
Do you wear both pins on the same side?
No, the lapel pin goes on my left-hand side. That's where there's a little slit in my coat for that lapel pin. That's where that goes. The name tag goes on the right-hand side. Lapel pin goes on the left.
Okay.
Good question. Yeah, good question. That'll go on the left-hand side. Then you always want to make sure you have your pen handy because you're going to need it down the road here to have your pen handy. And as far as eating and drinking, like this event a week from tomorrow has got like a lot of great food. If you're going to go to an event, I recommend you do your eating early or at the end. Most people are usually starving when they get to a mixer, so they got to eat. That's fine. Get it out of the way, because the reason why is you're there to work. You're there to network, and you need your pen and your hands free for accessing people's business cards. They might ask you for yours, but it's to get somebody else's business card. And in a moment, I'll be talking about how you're going to be taking notes on that card. It's kind of clumsy if you're moving plates and glasses and silverware when you're trying to work here. So do your eating beforehand. Okay, really, really important. Get that stuff out of the way. So the mental game is goal setting, the 5-minute rule, / friends are great but keep moving, plan of success, and 8 is what to say when you walk up to somebody. All right, so the next point is, so the 5-minute rule, okay, the 5-minute rule goes hand in glove with the next point, number 10 and number 11 here is, okay, the 5-minute rule is you only want to spend about 5 minutes or so with each person at the event. You're not there to usurp their time. Okay, they're there to meet other people just like you are. I have done this class. I did this class years ago, and I saw somebody at a bank at a mixer that same night, and they were talking to this one person for 35 minutes because they were trying to do the deal. They were trying to close their deal. You are not at a mixer to close your business. That shows that you're a clod. All right, you're not there to be a clod. You're there to be a business resource. And we'll get into how you can do that in just a moment. But you don't want to spend more than 5 minutes with anybody when you're at a mixer. If you connect with them, you say, you know, this has been great. I really connect with you. Can we get together for coffee? And they say, yeah, sure. So you got their card, and we'll get into that in a moment, how you go about that and what you say. So you set that up. Do not spend more than 5 minutes with each person, Pat, at the event. You're there to connect with them, and you've got goals, all right? When you know, if you see friends at the event, you say hi to them and you keep on moving. So you've got goals, and your goals are when you get to the event, okay, if you're gonna be there for 2 hours, okay, you wanna try and make 24 new contacts. That's 5 minutes a person. That's 24 business cards. You're only going to be there for 60 minutes. That's 12 contacts. 12 times 5 is 60. 24 times 5 is 120 minutes. That's your 2 hours. So you cannot do, you're not going to be able to do your goals if you spend more than 5 minutes per person. So that's really important that you watch your goals, say hi to your friends, and keep moving. So plan of success, plan of attack when you get to the mixer is you go up to the front, put your name badge on, head to the food, get your food, get that taken care of, and then the room. Typically, they're in a square room or a round room. You go to the back of the room, and you work your way out. So if the four people that are out there taking notes, okay, just take a circle on a piece of paper and then draw a line. Just imagine if you lost your wallet in the field. Just draw a line, like a squiggly line, and that's going to be how you're going to work your way. You're going to work your way from the back to the front of this mixer. You start at the back, and you work your way out. You kind of like weave out of the thing. And the idea is what you're going to do is you're just going to stick your hand out to people and say, hi, my name is John. Nice to meet you. What brings you to the mixer? Be friendly. Be like a host. Just be friendly, cordial. All you got to do is stick out your hand and say, hi, I'm John. Nice to meet you. 6 words, and that'll get you talking to people for about 5 minutes. And people love to talk about themselves. Typically, you don't really have to worry too much about what you're going to say. Just ask people some questions, you know, what do you do? What kind of business you're in? You know, why are you here? What brought you to the mixer? How are things going? Ask them about themselves. And they're just going to be so busy talking, they're never even going to ask you what you do, but they're going to think you're a great conversationalist. So, to the end game, all right? This is the most important question you are ever asked or hear at a networking event. We'll get into that in a second. Next thing is, when you have connected with them, you have to know how to disconnect. And no LSGI, now that you have, now that you know how to get in touch with the people you just met tonight and you have contacted them, what is your end game? Okay, so the next thing is, all right, this is the most important question you'll ever ask at a networking event, Pat. You're talking to them and you ask them for their card and you say to them, you say, Susie, if I could introduce you to three people here tonight or that are maybe in my database, and if I could introduce you to three people in any industry to help you to build your business and refer you, what industries would they be in? So you're not asking them for customers. You're asking them for partners, their referral partners are. What this does, Pat, is it sets you apart from everybody else at the event that is just auctioning off and handing out their business cards. And they're there. We all have seen the people that are just there to sell stuff to us. This sets you apart from those people. You are a business resource at that event, that mixer at that event. So on the back of their business card, you got your pen, you're going to jot down a one, a two, and a three. They're going to tell you who their referral partners are. And if they don't know, if they don't get this, help them along a little bit. Say, they kind of have that puzzled RCA Victor dog look on their face, like the deer caught in the headlights look like, I don't know what you mean. Kind of say, like, typically, who in what industry is going to refer you business? So, like, if it's a realtor, it's going to be a financial planner, a mortgage broker, or a CPA. Help them along a little bit, because most people are not going to know what that the answer to that question is. They've never heard that question before. So it's a very, very powerful question for you to ask people at a networking event. Okay? So you've connected with them, and so now you have to know how to disconnect. So what that means is, okay, so you've written down on the back of their card. So you say to them, I'm going to say to Susie, this has been great. I've got to let you get back to networking with some other people because you came here and networked with a lot of people, and I don't want to usurp your time. That's kind of rude. So I'm going to say to them, Susie, what's the best way for me to get in touch with you? Would you prefer a phone call, a text, or an email? They'll tell you, and you write that down on the back of their card. Also on the back of their card, I want you to write down the date of the event and the name of the event that you met them. And we'll get to what you're going to do with that in a moment. Make sure you write that down on the back of every one of their cards that you get. So find out what the best way is for you to get in touch with them. Okay? So the end game, so how to get in touch with the people you just met. So if we were all in a room, I would be throwing out to everybody that's sitting in the room a bundle of business cards with a $20 bill on it with a rubber band wrapped around them. And the reason I do that is to illustrate to people that there's money in business cards. There's money inside that stack of business cards, because what people usually do, they get a bunch of cards at an event and they sit on their desk and they do absolutely nothing with them. So my advice is, you know, if we were all in a room, I would hand you all a little sandwich bag, because tonight at the event that we're about to do is, when you get your business cards, you're all going to go in that sandwich bag so that it forces you to take those back to your desk and do something with them. So what I have in my phone, I have an application called CamCard, GAN Business Cards. I use two. I really prefer CamCard. The only thing I don't like about it is it doesn't let me send out an email to people when I'm sitting in my car, because I can take a picture of their business card and send them an intro email saying, it was great to meet you tonight. That email goes out and lands in their inbox before they even get home. So it shows that I did my follow-up work before I even got back to my office or put my head down on my pillow. So I send out an email to all these people I met saying, it's great meeting you tonight. I'd like to meet you for coffee. I'll give you a call like we talked about, or I'm sending you an email. Get back to me with a good time for us to meet. So I've taken the responsibility of getting in touch with them already. So those business cards get scanned into my phone by using CamCard, which is an app that you can use on your iPhone, your Android, or your Windows phone. Goes up in the cloud. Now you have a picture by chronological date and time of when you have these cards. And before I even went to the event, like for this event next Tuesday, I already have a category made up for it. It's called Holiday Mixer December 24th. It's already in my phone. So when I take these pictures of these business cards that I get next week, they go into the category. So I know they were tagged. I know exactly where I got them from. They're going into that category on my phone, so I don't lose them. And then what I'm going to do, the people that, the three types of people you're going to meet at a mixer are either prospects, their clients, or their referral partners, or their referral for somebody else. So there's four types of people that you're going to meet at an event. So that's why you put them in your phone, so that you can serve other people or you can help these other people by giving them referrals. That's very, very important to being a resource at this event. So if you have questions on how to do this, you can email me. I'll be happy to do some free coaching like I always give away. And I've only done one. I did one for Ellen because Ellen contacted me and I helped her out last month. Thank you, Ellen, for the donations for the stair climb from the Rehab Institute of Chicago. When your phone, so if you know where these contacts are, that's really, really important. So you can keep in touch with them. Because that's what I call the stack of business card, I call it LSGI. LSGI is an acronym I made up. It's little stacks of good intentions. There's LSGIs all over the country. Okay, you ask any of your Avon ladies, okay, if you go into their offices right now, I challenge you. I bet you can make, if you say, I'm coming in your office and you're going to give me $20 if I find LSGIs in your office. You make a ton of money in one night. You just go out in the snow, drive to their offices, go into their office, and you're going to see these little stacks of good intentions. I have none on my desk. I could send you a picture of my desk right now. The only thing on my desk is an iPad mini, a 24-inch monitor, my laptop, my iPad, and my phone. I have no LSGIs on my desk. They're all on my phone. There's none on my desk. And two cans of this stuff called Guarana Antarctica. I went to this Brazilian restaurant, oh, I think it was a week ago tonight, those guys that do the fancy Brazilian meat. Well, Guarana is something that's in, like, health food. Guarana comes from, like, Brazil. It's named after the Guarani Indians. So it's a little berry. Well, they make this drink out of it. It's Guarana soda, and it's really good. It's kind of like, they call it Brazilian ginger ale. It doesn't taste like ginger ale at all, but it's really good. So they get $4 a soda at the restaurant. Of course, John found it online for 67 cents a can. You know, I bought four cases. I just, you know, I fell in love with it. So that's networking 101 in a nutshell. Any questions, Pat, or any questions from the hordes out there in radio blog land?
Well, the only question I have, so we did all three categories. I know we did the one category.
We did all three. We went to opening, middle, and end game. Absolutely.
Oh, that's what you did. That's right, the end game. Yeah. So I found it very interesting. It's, you know, like I said, I always pride myself being the queen of networking. It never dawned me to go to the back of the networking event.
Yeah, you start at the back. Is it work? You have to work your way out, because now you can't slack and say, "Oh, there's not very many people here," or "I hate." It's like you've heard of the Spartans, okay? The Spartans, okay? They used to go into battle. You know what the Spartans used to do?
What?
Okay, it was either the Trojans or the Spartans. I can't remember. Okay, what they would do is they would take their wives and their kids with them. Everybody gets off the ships. You know, what do they do with the ship? Burn the suckers. They burn the ships. Wow. Why? It's a mindset. Somebody came up with this and said, okay, we got our women and children here. We're burning the ships. We can't go back.
Wow.
You imagine an Avon rep, like a Pat McDowell, that says, look, we're burning the flipping ships. We can't, we're burning the ships. We're burning our cars. We can't go back to New Jersey. We've got to pound the crud out of Manhattan. There's no going across the bridge. There ain't no bridge. You're not going home. It's like, I know this one company has a thing called 5 After 5. They call on five CEOs after 5 o'clock. It's like you're not going home unless you do five peels.
Yeah.
That's just how things are in America. It's you know, it's the five after five mentality. You burn the ships. And that's what the thing about starting at the back. You work your way out. I love that. I always do that. I always go to the back.
I love that. I have two more questions.
You get three, Pat. It's okay. I'm doing my BNI timer, so you've got 30 seconds, and then my iPad mini blows up. But it's your radio blog, so go ahead. Ask away.
As we approach 2015, and for those people who are new in networking, how many networking events should they plan to go to each month?
Well, that's a great question because I tell people exactly what to do with that. So I used to do like three or four a week. But a month, I got to say, you got to set the bar one to two a week. If you're not, you know, it's like networking. I mean, like my BNI, not to harp on that, but I've been doing that since July of last year. I've missed two. And I had substitutes at two of those, and one was to do a potential $1 million deal in Phoenix last November, and the other one was I don't even remember. I was out of town. I don't know where I was. I was out of town somewhere, but I had a substitute there. Both meetings I've missed, and those are weekly meetings that you can't miss. You miss 3 and 6 months, and you're toast. So networking events, I mean, like. Man, I do as many as I can. I do one to two a week. I'm just out there just hitting it. And even if I'm not a member, I'm only a member of one chamber, but I'll go to other ones. FaceTime. It's all about getting, and the thing is staying with it. I mean, I've mentioned this before on the call, all right? There's only two ways to fail at Avon. It is really, I mean, it's so simple. Think about it for a second, Pat. What are the two ways you can fail at Avon?
Yeah.
Just like anything in life. Don't start and quit. It's like the stair climb in Chicago 4 weeks ago yesterday, okay? The only way I could fail is if I don't start training, if I'm not there in the stairwell with 3,000 other crazy people, and if I quit. Now, I stopped twice, which really screwed up my time. My son crushed it. I mean, just like 31 minutes. Don't ask me how long it took the geezer to do it. It's embarrassing, but it's like you don't start and you quit. There are only two ways to fail. So you got to get out there and network. People got to know who you is. And don't change hats. Don't change network marketing. Don't do Avon and then do a silver thing and then Arbonne and something else. Stay with it.
Yeah.
I know so many people that they're just like the king or the queen of their business cards. It's like, what business card you got now? I know this one guy who's just, I love the guy, but he's all talk. It's like, I've known him 6, 7 years and he's, God only knows how many business cards the guy's had.
Wow.
Stick with it. If you're the on-hold guy, you're the on-hold guy. You're married to it. Burn the ships. Burn the. I mean, it's like today was a really tough day, but you know, tough days don't last much past 2 o'clock. I called this guy. I made this one phone call. This woman in a car dealership, been chasing her. She said, "Okay, so call this guy. He wants to talk. He was going to talk to you." I call this guy. He's an agency, an ad agency guy. He says, "Yeah, so call this telecom guy." The telecom guy works with car dealers in 29 states. So I asked him the time-honored question. Do you have a relationship with an on-hold guy? No. And he emails me back and says, I'd love to work with you. And I'm like, praise God. Are you kidding? I've made like 35 calls today. And I feel like crud because I got this cold I got Friday. And the guy says, yeah, I'd love to work with you. I mean, are you kidding? It took me like, I was up this morning at 6:15. I was pounding the phone for like 7 hours. And then I got the one call. That's why you don't stop. That's why you don't give up. That's why, because at 2 o'clock after pounding the phone for 7 hours and getting beaten on and getting no's and stuff, you're going to get the one Avon customer who says, I was waiting for your call. And somebody said, well, this one that happened this morning, somebody says, I thought you were going to call me Wednesday. I wanted to send it in. Well, I did, but they were closed because of Thanksgiving. She says she sends it in, so I got another one today. So, yeah, it's like I was waiting for your call. Of course, but you can't. You're not going to get her unless you do all the calls up until that one. Okay, and it's about the singles and doubles. Yeah, you got to go for the home runs, but there ain't no singles and doubles. There ain't no home runs.
That's true.
You know, it's a science. It's just like every phone call is like a frame of bowling. And the thing is, we tell ourselves, well, so last lady was mean to you, okay? The next one's nice. And it isn't like you're all like sitting out there waiting for you to call. It's all between your ears. There's good days, bad days, good calls, bad calls.
But you got to keep pushing through it.
Yeah, you got to keep pushing through. And somebody told me who does Juice Plus, because we were talking about this. She said somebody told her it's like an infinity line, and that's exactly right. Okay, you get into the Avon business, and it's, okay, so it might be 5 years, it might be 7 years, but it's a line of infinity, okay? You just got to keep on swinging at it. Like Bruce Hornsby has this one song, "Lovers in a Dangerous Time." You got to keep kicking at the darkness, keep kicking at the darkness till it bleeds daylight. I love that. I saw him a couple months ago doing that in San Francisco, almost in person. He doesn't. Don't get me wrong. I love the guy, but sounds totally different live than he did 20 years ago in the studio, banging out the albums. But yeah, you just have to keep kicking at it every day. 8 days a week. That's why you're in business for yourself. You're the Avon lady or the Avon guy. Mm-hmm. And that's it. You just, it's a battle, but I mean, you got to have passion for whatever it is you do. Because it's the peaks and the valleys. I mean, if it was all peaks, nobody would do it. Can you imagine?
That's
like, it was really easy. You'd be lined up all over the place around the corner. I want to do that easy deal. No, it's not that kind of a planet. Jim Rohn used to say that, you know. Jim Rohn was great, and then unfortunately we died, you know. And, you know, now Jim, because his, you know, I mean, it's like nobody ever talked about Jim Rohn until he passed away a couple of years ago. You never heard about him at all. Now he's all over the internet. Jim Rohn this and Jim Rohn that. Dude, I was listening to a guy back in the 80s in Chicago on cassette tapes. Now that he's gone, he's like this guru. Like, he was just a guy that did network marketing and had a lot of great sayings and his great voice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so you just got to get out there. It's networking 101 is what it is. It's 101. And it's being seen as a business resource and not a business card hoe, okay? That's why, you know, just pass out your cards to everybody. You connect with, but you got to have goals at the event.
You're absolutely right. You do have to have goals when you go to every event. And a lot of times people don't.
Either you're looking for 12 people or 24 people. You're there for an hour. You want to connect with 12. I mean, like this one bonehead I talked to like 6-7 years ago, I did this. I taught him how to do it. And that night, Wells Fargo Bank, I was watching him. I walked up to him. I'm doing this with my watch, you know. Like, dude, 35 minutes one person. What did I teach you? You know? Don't do that, because what he did was that 35 minutes, he was talking to her, two things happened. She's missing 7 people she'll never connect with, and he's missing 7 people he'll never connect with. There's 14 people that missed out. Wrong. Not cool. So I can't get on a soapbox about that, but it's, I mean, how is that helping anybody? It's just, if you're going to connect with somebody, you want to sell them your deal, set up a time to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's what coffee meetings or one-to-ones are for. And there's a script for it. Let me take the responsibility of getting in touch with you, okay? You want me to contact you by phone, text, or email, and bam, great meeting you. Get out there and go meet some more people. You know? And hopefully they'll ask the same question, like, what I didn't say was like, you know, connecting other people. I did that. I was in, it was 2000 and 2007, I was in Nashville, Tennessee. I was in a mixer in the gym. I don't know, it was mm-hmm. at one of the universities. I didn't know anybody. I walked up to somebody and did the thing. Then I asked them who they wanted to meet. I met that person there 20 minutes later. I took that person, ran up to the other guy, introduced him, and away I went like the Lone Ranger. It was like, who was that masked man? You know, it's just, these people are from the same town. I didn't know anybody there. But by asking, I connected two of them together.
Mm.
And it worked. Yeah. So you can do it, you can be at a mixer anywhere on the planet, as long as you speak the same language, you can be a resource, you can be a connector. It's going
right.
to come back to you, and it's not about it coming back to you, but it will. It'll come back to you. It's karma.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's right, it's karma.
Sorry for blowing time.
Oh, no, that was very good. You're passionate about it.
Did the machine blow up or something, Pat? Did the machine self-destruct?
No. But you're passionate about it, and I wish more and more people were just as passionate about the Avon business
Thanks.
As you are.
Yeah.
And with that, I guess that's the end of the show for this week. But if I don't speak to you, John, I just wish you a happy holiday.
You too. I'll catch you guys on the flip-flop, or I'll catch you guys in 2015.
That's exactly right. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Uno mas año. Another one. New calendar. It's time for a new Krispy Kreme calendar. Yeah.
That's exactly where
I'm
going.
Got Krispy Kreme calendar. It's $5 and it's $90 worth of Krispy Kreme dog nuts. Yeah. So.
I have to go on eBay and get my calendar refilled.
There you go. Cool. Well, you guys have a great night, and get out there. Live long and sponsor, as Mr. Spock used to say. Not live long and prosper. It's live long and sponsor.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Good night. And good night, everyone.
Good night, ladies. Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.